Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering Revenue Procedure 2019-33. This one is about a second chance. The backstory starts in late 2017. Congress passed a big tax law called the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. One of the biggest changes for property owners was bonus depreciation. Before the law, bonus depreciation only applied to new property. The new law expanded it to used property too. And it raised the bonus rate to 100%. What does 100% bonus mean? It means that certain property in the 5, 7, or 15 year class, could be deducted in full in the year you place it in service, not spread out over years, all of it. Year 1. That is powerful. And when a cost segregation study identifies components in those faster classes, 100% bonus makes them even more valuable. But here is the catch. Section 168K of the tax code has elections attached to it. You can elect out of bonus depreciation if you prefer the spread out schedule. You can elect to take a smaller percentage instead of the full MO. You can make different choices for different asset classes. These elections are choices, and once you make them, they are normally locked in. The problem in 2017 and 2018 was that the rules were new. Some taxpayers made elections they later wished they had not. Others missed elections they wanted to make. The IRS heard about this and responded. Revenue Procedure 2019-33 gave those taxpayers a way out. It allowed a late election, meaning you can make an election you missed, or a revocation, meaning you can undo an election you already made. The property has to have been placed in service after September 27, 2017, and you have to follow the steps the procedure lays out. For a cost segregation study, this matters most when the study covers property from that era. Say you bought a commercial building in 2018. A study now identifies $300,000 of 5-year and 15-year components. Those components could qualify for 100% bonus, but your original return did not have the right election in place. Without this procedure, you might be stuck. With it, your preparer may be able to correct the election, unlocking the full bonus depreciation on those components. It is a relief provision. It is not something every study needs, but when it applies, it can make a meaningful difference in how much you can deduct. One more note. This procedure was designed specifically for the transition period around the 2017 law change. It is current for its specific elections, and it has been absorbed into the broader framework of the final Section 168K regulations. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.